That in turn has placed pressure on governments to extend or even increase spending on relief programs. Economic growth is boosting tax revenues in many countries, improving the public finances that were battered by COVID-19. Still, fiscal deficits remain large. A decision in June to expand grain handouts means that India's central government is likely to borrow more than 6.8% of GDP expected in the budget for the 2022 fiscal year. Brazil, which borrowed an eye-watering 13.4% of GDP last year, has extended its emergency cash transfers. Chile and Colombia, which limited their borrowing to a modest 7% of GDP in 2020 last year, are planning to borrow about as much or more this year, according to the Institute of International Finance, a bankers group. When you combine more money flowing through the economy with supply disruptions, though, the result is inflationary pressure. Emerging market central bankers, like their rich world counterparts, argue that high inflation is merely temporary. But unlike their advanced economy peers, some have not felt comfortable enough to wait and see. They have more recent experience of bouts of high inflation and doubt that public expectations of low inflation are as firmly anchored as in rich countries. They have thus moved forcefully to rein in inflation. Brazil's central bank raised interest rates by a full percentage point on August the 4th, on top of three increases of 0.75 percentage points each since March. The Central Bank of Russia also announced a full point rise on July the 23rd, also its fourth of the year. Mexico and Peru raised interest rates on August the 12th. Other central banks that have held fire are expected to tighten in coming months. This determination to curb inflation may have kept foreign investors interested. Earlier this year, some economists worried that a roaring recovery in America and the prospect of higher interest rates there could lead to a rush of money out of emerging economies, an echo of the taper tantrum of 2013 when the Federal Reserve began normalizing monetary policy after the financial crisis.